Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Happy Thursday, everybody. If you're joining us live, it's episode 211 of Canada's morning sports talk show, The Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. I'm Rod. He's Darren DuPont. I'm just resetting here at the top of hour two. People buzzing about hour one. Amber Belkin joining us from Amber Belkin Racing. For those of you that stuck through the break, we were mentioning, does Amber feel like she's arrived? She's on, she's the sprint car racer. She is on Race Wives on CMT. She sent a note to Jordan that she's accomplished 1% of what she wants to, but yet really got a sense that it's been a long, hard road for her, and the best is yet to come. But it's an exciting time in her life, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. We mentioned Amanda Ruler coming up, former member of the Los Angeles Temptations of the Legends Football League. I don't even know where to start. She's like Amber. Very long bio. Where do you start?
Driven, right?
Right. Amanda at least says, just call me overall badass. I like that, too. She's coming up.
Yeah.
She's coming up here shortly. But I said to Clark, it's okay. We don't need to get Amanda on immediately because I got a lot of things that I want to get to, as do you.
Yeah.
Right. Our social media guy, guru Tyler Dacu, writes in and he says, it's The View for guys, except the show is mostly girls. Way back when we started this thing, 211 episodes ago, I said, it's The View for guys. And I don't understand why I was so eviscerated over that. Basically, women were saying, why can't we watch a show? It's not just for guys. So I probably erred in saying that. And you said, let's call it The View for sports fans. But the thing was, every time I said this is just for guys, what happened?
More women watching.
our female viewership skyrocketed.
It was great.
It started out at like 18%, topped out at 38% female viewership, and that's kind of where we've hovered ever since. So it's that whole you want what you can't have. It's that whole exclusive club thing. Obviously, we welcome in any female sports fans.
Yeah, like you didn't want in the treehouse until I taped up the sign that says no girls allowed. Now you want in?
That's exactly it.
Right?
I'm married and have three daughters. I'm not anti-female.
No, of course
But not. The point is, The View is they're not talking sports. So I should have said it's The View for sports. But it's all women. And by the way, we don't get all flustered that it's all women.
No.
Don't care.
It's not about a women thing for sure, because you know that's not where we're going. It's a psychology thing. It's you don't care about the red button, but if I just tell you whatever you do, don't touch the red button, it's all you're going to be thinking about. You're just going to be, why not? I'll just touch it once, right?
Yeah,
it's psychology.
It's psychology. Thank you. It's very similar to where we are in this pandemic and the crisis. All anybody wants to do, particularly kids, is stay home and play video games all day, and now it's your chance. And you say you're bored and you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So from our viewers, Brett Sokolovsky writes in on the Facebook wall, says, Rod, are you going to do a live show from Dana White's Fight Island? I would love to. Where's Paul when you need him? He's the guy that would green light that, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
To the Prairie Mobile text line. This is from Metal Shingle Guy in the 536, writes in. He says, well, Rod, I'm not sure I will want to be around 30,000 crazy excited fans spreading the virus. How about you? Hang on. That's like going to Costco. Bring on the CFL. A Metal Shingle Guy is referring to what I was talking about last hour, that I love the challenge of getting people back into stadiums from our role. Getting people hyped up and whipped up. I was reading an article this morning on the general manager of the LA Lakers, who used to be Kobe Bryant's agent. He's now the GM of the Lakers. And he said, if Kobe was alive, he would be dealing with the pandemic as, how are we beating this? Here's our latest challenge. Are we going through it? Are we going around it? Are we going over it? Because we're getting by it. How are we doing it? It's exactly how I view this from a sports aspect. Where I'm sitting right now, though, is, let's let the Randy Ambrosies and the team presidents and the government officials do their thing. That's why they're there. That's why they were elected to do it. That's why they get paid the big dough. Follow their lead. I'm not, like, there's a lot of people that are trashing the sports people and the leaders, and I'm not one of them. I don't want to be one of them. You guys sort it out, and when we get the green light, let's roll, and let's all work together to get back stronger than we ever, not back to where we were before, better than where we were before.
Yeah, everybody's comparing it to their idea of ideal, and the what they want it to be and what they wish it was, and we're romantic right. about how it used to be. Well, that's just not the world we live in, right? And it's their job to figure that out. It's our job to figure out how to cover what's going on right now. So all we can do is react to what they're doing. We can't tell them what to do. Let them do their thing. We'll do our thing and understand that this is now the world we live in, not, oh, I wish it was like that because I would be doing this and I'd be making this and we'd be so much further ahead. No, it is like this. So now how can I succeed in the situation we're in right now? That's kind of how I look at it.
Figuring out the solution
yeah.
instead of sitting and pissing and moaning about wishing what it was.
Yes.
There's enough of those people to go around.
Oh, yeah. They'll take care of that for us.
Right.
They don't gotta worry.
I don't want to be that person. I noticed that we have yet to put up a poll question today. We kicked it around. We struggled with it. And we never did we, Clark? We never did come up with one. Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Let's think about that. And we don't have a question. The graphic's going up on the screen. We don't have one. Does anybody want to write in with a potential poll question today? We've had some good ones this week. Will you be hesitant to go back into stadiums because of the coronavirus? Are you enjoying classic games on TSN and Sportsnet? We've had good questions. Today, we just couldn't come up with one. Clark has reminded me to do the Sask Snowbeef feature. Let's do that right now for our friends at Sask Snowbeef, Ian and family, Crosby Holsteins. We have been profiling all season long junior hockey prospects. And then when the season ended, we were saluting the 20-year-olds, the overages, right, who had their seasons ended prematurely. And now, are we ready?
Yeah.
We have it? Here we go. Throw it up. This is this week's Sask Snowbeef, WHL prospect feature, Braden Yeager of the Saskatoon Contacts. He's from Dundurn. Get a load of this. 6 foot, 163. How old is he?
14 going on.
He's 14 and he's 6 feet, 163. He's a man child. Projected top three pick in the upcoming WHL draft. Played midget, 18 under, AAA as a 14-year-old. Holy smokes. Third in team scoring with 42 points in 44 games. From hfboards.com, the scouting report on him is dynamic two-way player with skills and smarts off the charts. Wow, Braden Yeager. I'm a fan already from the Saskatoon Contacts. So thank you, Saskatchewan Snowbeef and Crosby Holsteins for that. And by the way, Sask Snowbeef, from what we understand, they can't keep that in stock either.
I know.
Some industries are really crushing it right now.
Yeah, I placed my order from Local and Fresh.
They were sold out.
You can do the online order. So getting a bunch of stuff delivered, fresh, you know, carrots and potatoes and some Sask Snowbeef. So that's really great.
Drew Koser writing in. Our buddy Drew Koser says, Yeager is a player. The real deal. Tom Geiger writes in. He says, Yeager is the real deal as well. Exceptional status for midget AAA. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch him. We did have news from Drew Koser's team this morning. What was the news?
Yeah, extending their head coach. Drew got a little promotion. He's now the director of player personnel.
Yeah, let's do that.
With the Storm, which is exciting.
Junior hockey team, folks, our favorite. Can I read the news release?
Yeah, go for it.
Why the hell not?
Why not?
The 777 Chrysler Storm Junior Hockey Club is pleased to announce that Storm head coach Corey Unser will be returning for the 2020-21 season. In addition to his head coaching role, Corey will assume assistant general manager duties and will play a key role in player recruitment and player transactions. We're excited to announce that assistant coach Drew Koser has been promoted to director of player personnel and associate head coach. Drew will lead our player recruitment efforts and all player decisions. So that was announced this morning by the 777 Chrysler Storm Junior Hockey Club. So way to go, fellas. Congratulations. There's some breaking news there. What was my earlier breaking news? Was it bad news? Why did I ring the bell? What was
Kirk
that about?
Myers.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's breaking news there. Kirk Myers is joining Team Dunstone So, what, 24 hours after they announced that they're moving on without Catlin Schneider? Tough news for Catlin, but Kirk Myers joining what truly is a super team right now in curling.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming
Why
that.
Even play the Brier?
It's becoming that for sure. And, you know, sensing an opportunity. I like this because they were competing, right? Myers' team, the team and him. And it's a little bit of the, you can't beat them, join them. But, no, it's a little bit more of, hey, look at this is good for Saskatchewan curling. It's so competitive across the country from coast to coast. And you know how tough it is just to get to a Brier, let alone win one. Well, let's stop beating each other up. Let's put the best possible team forward. And let's actually go after a Brier here and build off of what they did. They just got a whole lot stronger. And that's a very exciting thing for the province.
I appreciate the team's tagging us in their news releases like that, by the way, which the Storm did. So thanks, guys. That's why we're reading the news, because you came to us. Although our buddy Pat in Saskatoon has admonished Claire Hanna for not dropping the Kirk Myers news on the Rod Peterson show. The Jug is not pleased with her. And he's let her know about it. Should have broken the news right here. What's the story on Amanda Ruler? Okay, let's bring her in. Overall badass Amanda Ruler. Amanda, by the way, as I was watching WrestleMania 36 the other night, I texted Clark. I said, we got to get Amanda on to get her take on... Hey, nice mug. I like it. Two nice mugs
Thanks,
in the shot
yeah.
there. We had so much to get to with you, Amanda. First of all, because I was watching WrestleMania 36 with Cindy, who you know, and I said, Amanda's been down there. She's been in this facility. She knows all about it. She knows these guys. So we'll get to that story, but just the overall show, the 2 days. What did you think of WrestleMania 36?
Well, I think people were skeptical to come into this event being like, there's no crowd. How is it going to play out? But I think they did such a good job being creative with this and running with this. They had the Boneyard match was probably one of my favorite matches because it really showed like another movie side of what the WWE could be, especially the Funhouse match. That was a little bit wild and intense. It left me watching every day and saying, what did I just watch? But I absolutely love it. It kind of showed you that these athletes had to really step up their game. A lot of athletes were participating stiff. What that means is just like really hard hitting and beating up on each other, because without the crowd, like you're really paying attention to what they're doing and their movements. I loved Charlotte Flair. She comes in there with a lot of flair to begin with, and she hits these athletes, and I was so excited when she got NXT champion that it left me going like, this is the match I enjoyed the most. I think the Edge match with the last man standing was kind of very emotional roller coaster. That match lasted about 36 minutes overall. It was kind of the longest match, but it took you through the training facility at the Orlando training facility that you don't normally get to see, which I've been to. So we can talk a little bit more about that. And you actually get to go in the weight room. You get to go in the back area and see a little bit more of it. What did you think of it overall?
I thought it was good. And I do want to delve exactly into that. Don't they call it the Performance Center? Is that what they call it for the WWE?
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's okay. Orlando Training Performance Facility.
I could have watched the whole thing. The only thing was, Cindy, is we were about 5 minutes into it, and she's like, really? Netflix is waiting. So I taped it, and I went back after she went to bed. Well, if there was a crowd, I think she would have been more into it. I mean, I had tweeted that I had not really watched pro wrestling for 30 years, and what I enjoyed about the fact is that there's no video challenges in it, and the rules haven't changed. So I enjoyed all of that. I'm an entertainer like yourself. I'm a performer. I understand what they were trying to do. I understood the challenges behind the fact there was no crowd there. So I appreciated how they did it. I love the fact that Rob Gronkowski was brought on as the host of it. I think the WWE, every sports league on the planet should just go down to the WWE Performance Center and take notes as to how they do things from a promotional aspect. Because we all know that it's not real. And when I said that I was watching this, all these wrestling fans, Amanda, were tweeting me going, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Your buddy Brock Lesnar is going to get his ass kicked. And I'm like, I'm not getting into trash talking. Stop. I'm watching, but it's not my... Come on. It's not real. But can you tell our viewers how and why you were down at that Performance Center in Orlando?
Yeah, for sure. So I got scouted for my skills on the microphone. To come try out for WWE. So I do game day hosting for The Rush now. So I'm pretty good at live kind of entertainment, riling the crowd up. And that's what I was scouted for. So as soon as I got down there at the Orlando training facility, I got to cut a promo. So I got to tell everybody kind of about me. And it was 2 minutes and I didn't do wrestling. So everyone else had kind of like a wrestling character. But I said, I'm going to cut you guys a real life promo because this isn't about wrestling for me. This is my real life. So I did really great on my 2 minute speech that I had people getting emotional because I was speaking exactly from my heart and exactly who I am. And that comes across as passionate. I think people really felt that because I got a couple people tearing up and I got like a standing ovation and some claps for my speech alone. So after that, we actually had to get into the facility. And it was almost 3 days of just like putting us on the mat and getting us going and showing us different techniques. And it's called a bump when you hit the mat, which is great force and kind of have some showmanship behind it. And what was really cool when you see at WrestleMania, the five women championship, Lacey Evans was actually my coach in that during my tryout. So it was like really cool to see her kind of be in that WrestleMania area. And then somebody else, Austin Theory, who was in WrestleMania, he actually did the tryout with me and he was in WrestleMania 36 and they had called him up because I hadn't seen from him or heard from him. And 2 weeks ago, I guess they called him up to be a replacement for somebody else. So it's really cool to see somebody you actually trained with in your tryout be in WrestleMania 36. So after we kind of went through a couple weeks of doing that tryout, we did everything from mat work to we were in the gym pushing sled. They were yelling at us the entire time, like, go, go, like, how bad do you want this? Working on our mic skills and everything like that. It was just such a great experience to have been around these amazing WWE athletes training at the facility. Like Alexa Bliss was there training at the same time. And I was like, she's pretty cool. Like, I want to be exactly like this girl when I grow up. So it was a great performance. And it was like really cool to just be in the same facility as everybody else and having the opportunity. Like, I wouldn't have thought in my lifetime they would scout somebody from Regina to come potentially be with the WWE.
No, it's awesome. And I appreciate the story. And I knew that you would have known those performers. So I was telling my wife all about that. By the way, Jeff Kabilis is watching in Winnipeg. He says, Amanda is the best. Now, I've interviewed Amanda literally thousands of athletes, and 99.9% of them are male. I've asked them this question. I'm going to put it to you. And it's a tough one. But do you think your size worked against you? Because I've interviewed a lot of athletes that maybe didn't get to the NHL or the NFL because they weren't big enough. So at 5 foot, do you think that worked against you as opposed to some of the ladies that did sign contracts with the WWE?
Definitely not. Size, it didn't matter what size I was. I was the fight inside of me because every single day I popped up and I was energetic and they never saw me for my size. It was like, what can I do? What are my strengths going into this? And they never mentioned size at all. I think when I did bobsled for the Canadian team, size was quite an issue for me at that point because I couldn't gain enough weight. Like, I was gaining weight, I was eating enough, but they had to put a little weight in the sled because I didn't weigh enough. Like, I'm only 5 feet. And at the time I was trying to push like 130 pounds for my body size, which is a little much for me. So that kind of worked against me for that sport, but for wrestling, definitely not. Because if you know me, I can clean and jerk around 200 pounds. So I can lift anybody above my head. So that wasn't an issue for WWE.
Well, and that's when I asked that question, it was complete ignorance on my behalf. I don't know how tall you have to be to sign a WWE contract. I just know that you're 5 foot. So I wondered if that worked against you. Obviously, you know why that I asked it. And by the way, some people have written in your thoughts on the Boneyard match. And for those that don't know that, they fought in a cemetery. That was the point. That's why they called it a Boneyard match. So I thought it was cool. I thought the Brock Lesnar fight, by the way, where he lost his title, was a real downer. It was the last fight of the whole weekend. And it was just, it was nothing. Like, I thought that was a disappointing way to end it.
I would have to disagree with you on that point. I actually like that Drew McIntyre won because it was kind of a feel good moment, because I feel like we needed a UK athlete to win, and we've never had a UK athlete win a WWE championship. So I think it was a feel good moment for that respect of it. So I actually liked it.
I know, but that's why I will never honestly get pro wrestling, because why cheer for anybody if he's going to lose for political reasons because they want a United Kingdom wrestler to win, right? So Brock lost for the reason that you probably just said, but I'm going into it cheering for Brock because I know him, and I'm like, should I be disappointed or not? Because this isn't real. It was all preordained. That's the part of pro wrestling that, Amanda, I will never get.
I honestly feel like it's such a well-run oiled machine. And if you don't think it's real, you should try to jump off of the WrestleMania side and jump on a ladder, because it definitely hurts. And it's definitely like a real feeling. And a lot of these athletes are taking these hits and they're getting bruises, especially when I was running the ropes at the facility. They make you run the ropes till you throw up to see who can actually last. So you actually have to hit the ropes back and forth and back and forth. And I got bruises all along my back just from hitting the ropes. So I can't imagine what it's like running into another person full force, hitting the ground, and then getting up and continuing.
I totally get it. But when the outcomes are preordained, that's the part that's not real. I understand that the physical aspect of it is real.
Oh, yeah. Mankind getting thrown off the cage.
But when Brock Lesnar goes into or when anybody goes into a match and has no chance of winning, that's not real. Now, I'm going to move on because the Rush fans are writing in saying how much they miss you, Amanda. Your thoughts on the fact that the regular season was canceled, and you know how much fun you've had being the Rush host this year, because it has been a blast.
I'm very sad, to be honest, because I had so much fun doing that job as a game day host, because you get there and we helped people go around the facility. We did VIP tours. I welcomed people to the arena, and you kind of got that pop from the audience. And it was just like a rush of adrenaline through my system. And I loved being there every time, every day. And I can't believe that the season is over. I do understand it needed to be done for the safety of everyone. All sports are canceled. But it's unfortunate that my time kind of got cut short as well with the team, and hopefully maybe coming back next season would be so amazing. And I definitely want to keep in touch with the Rush fans, because I gained so many friendships through the community that I don't want to lose. So I will remember that moment for my entire life being a part of the team, and it was amazing.
Well, I know that you're obviously in the future plans. You were scouted by the Rush from this show. So that's a lesson to everybody. You always bring your A game, because you never know who's watching. Amanda, thanks for this. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing, and hope you're staying safe. Looks like you are. I appreciate it. Miss you.
I will. I miss you guys, too. Thank you again for having me, and I'm going to rock my Rod Peterson mug on my Instagram lives.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda Ruler joining us from home today. What do you got, dupes?
She does not look like she's been quarantining.
No.
Right? It looks like she's on this set of The View with the red couch and all done up and stuff.
Well, we just said no days off.
No days off.
You never know who's watching.
Exactly.
I'm showering every day. Can you see? You're shaving.
I'm shaving every day. Exactly.
You've actually got cleaner since this happened.
Oh, yeah. Lost weight. Life is good.
Oh, we could have talked about that. I'm putting on weight. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to try and get back into shape.
For what?
I don't know. Listen, I'm at least grooming myself. A lot of people aren't even doing that.
That is true. You saw Kelly Taylor on you the other day.
Right. But I'm like, listen, how many trips do you think I can make to Western Pizza and Popeye's Louisiana Chicken and wherever the hell else we're going before it starts to affect me?
You're doing it for the right reasons, though. You're gaining weight to support the sponsors.
That's why I'm doing it, business. And the thing is, my wife and I, we talk about going for a walk like every night, and it's like, tomorrow.
But it's... And I've thought about that too. And it's like, I get home from the show to the home office, and I'm like, well, I got to get some work done. I got to get to work. And then about 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm like, I'm going to ready for a walk. By that time, the sun's starting to go down a little bit. It's colder than it was. The weather's not great. I don't want to go outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
A little more breaking news from our friend Nelson Hack, which is Jacob Brook of the Regina Pats has been named the Eastern Conference Scholastic Player of the Year. That's a lot to be said. And that is that's the kid that they got in the Max Paddock trade from Prince Albert. Thank you, Nelson, for that. And congratulations to Jacob for a good, great scholastic year to win the conference. As you see, I'm wearing my Pats pullover today, my favorite team. We're late for a break. We'll be right back. Sports update coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live coming soon to Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Settle in for some fun the rest of the way. Not like it hasn't been fun, but we don't have any live guests scheduled. It's just you and me. Shooting the fat.
Yeah.
But a sports update first for Wendell Clark's and Seat Giant. NBA players will receive their full checks when the next payday for most of them arrives on April 15th, despite no games having been played for more than a month at that point. The league and the NBA Players Association have been in talks for weeks about the status of salaries during the game shutdown. The last NBA games were played March 11th, the day that Utah center Rudy Gobert became the first player in the league to test positive for the coronavirus. Can you remind me to come back to that, please?
Okay.
After a meeting of the Board of Governors, the Western Canadian Baseball League has set a drop-dead date of May 2nd in order to get a full 2020 season in. However, there are also provisions for a schedule beginning Father's Day or Canada Day. The governors also agreed that if the current health and travel restrictions haven't been lifted by early June, the entire season will be canceled. The NFL's Arizona Cardinals are teaming with State Farm to donate 1 million meals to local food banks to help families during the new coronavirus crisis. The team said on Wednesday that the number of people seeking help from local food banks has more than doubled, while the number of donations has decreased dramatically. And former Cleveland Browns teammates Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins have donated at least $50,000 to feed Ohio children affected by the pandemic. Thomas and Hawkins, who since retiring from the NFL, have partnered on a popular weekly podcast, also plan to match every dollar in contributions up to $50,000 to the Children's Hunger Alliance. And I would normally cut this off, but I have to read it because obviously we are bobblehead fans. Bobblehead Hall of Fame CEO Phil Sklar will present a virtual $100,000 check to the Association for Healthcare Philanthropy after the Milwaukee-based Bobblehead Museum launched a fundraising campaign with a Dr. Anthony Fauci bobblehead that became its biggest seller ever.
Whoa.
Dr. Fauci, you've been following through all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's been the lead in America on this coronavirus stuff. They did a bobblehead of them and sold more than 20,000 orders had come in as of Wednesday from 50 states and a dozen plus countries to support the 100 million mask challenge. The Fauci bobblehead was unveiled April 1st. The creation features the doctor wearing a suit as he makes a motion showing how the nation needs to flatten the curve. That's interesting news, isn't it?
Yeah.
This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RP Show and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see at Wendell's, where they've got free delivery citywide in Saskatoon and curbside pickup. Ricky Kazama writing in from the Tap and Ballers. He says, would like to thank the entire Rod team for giving us all the two-hour escape from this pandemic. Thanks for keeping it entertaining. Thank you for Ricky, because our sponsors are what are keeping us on the air. Just the NBA thing. I read an article this morning. Thanks for reminding me.
You didn't give me a chance.
Half of the NBA players, I believe that was the number, half are living check to check right now. And that's why those paychecks are going out. And I could have taken the time and Googled what the minimum salary is in the NBA. I don't really need to. It's got to be at least $350,000 U.S. At least. The minimum NBA salary. And these guys are living check to check. And I don't know. I'm feeling really good right now about my life strategy of living one day at a time and not spending the money till the grain's in the bin. Because obviously we roll in circles of NHL players, NFL players.
Yes.
CFL players, and I've had just knocked down, drag out fights with these guys with regards to their money. And a lot of them just don't get it. I should take CFL out of that because those guys are like normal human beings. But the guys that are, some of them are living in a dream world.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it. And I remember way back in 95, I'm not going to even mention who the NHLer was, but we had a fight, not a fist fight, you would have killed me, an argument. I said, you make this much. How are you fighting for more? Why are you broke? Well, we make a lot, but we spend a lot too. Come on, man. Where's Chris Carter on that? Come on, man.
I know.
These guys are living check to check now. This was the NBA. I shudder to think how many other guys in other leagues are, and we just don't know about it.
They are. And we look at it. We look at it being like, these guys are millionaires. They're millionaires. Don't cry because I'm making, just tens of thousands of dollars a year. Don't cry to me, you're making millions. I don't have any sympathy for you. But we all kind of live within our means. We make minimum wage. We spend it. We're waiting for that next paycheck. We go up for minimum wage. We're still waiting for the next paycheck. We go up from there. We wait for because we all think now that we're up in a new thing, we can afford more. So we spend more, right? We don't continue to spend the same as we make more money. So it's really tough. But that's one of the problems in sports is that education. We're not learning about balancing a budget in high school. We're not learning how to pay your taxes or to manage your money in high school. So it's the education for the players becomes the biggest thing because you're right. They are living check to check and their families are now always making millions. Now I can get some help. And you're not thinking too about your shortened career and you're not going to make this money forever. You're living like you're going to make $2.5 million a year forever. And then it's going to come in every year when reality is it might be gone in 6 months.
Our intern, Alan Lee, is watching. And thank you, Alan. He's a great fact checker. He writes in and he says, minimum salary in the NBA, $582,000. And let me just think about that for 1 second. You should be able to put a few meals on the table with $582,000 U.S. Now, Chris Getzlaff and I sat down and had talks about this. He's a financial planner. His brother, it's on record, Ryan, makes $10 million a year with the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
51% income tax in California between federal and provincial all adds up, I believe, to 51%. So if you can see how these athletes look at it, if you're playing in California, 51% income tax, you're making $10 million a year, what are you taking home? $4.9 million. Not bad, but some donkeys are out, I make $10 million? I'm spending $10 million.
Exactly.
That's how they're doing it.
Well,
a lot of them.
You look at the NBA, and this is interesting. It's you get to the NBA making $582,000. You're on a minimum salary, but your circle is hanging out with LeBron, who's making, you know, what, 30 million or 20 some million or whatever he's making a year. You're hanging out with him. And you want to be cool like him. So you're trying to spend like him, but you're not making that kind of money. It's like, you know, you and I or anybody would say, 20 million, it's greedy. I'd be fine with a million. I'd be fine with a million. Just give me a million. I'd be cool. Would you? Because as soon as you make $1 million, now you have a new circle, social circle of millionaires. And guess what? You're the poorest of the millionaire club that you're in now. So you're trying to make more to be up that social ladder. And then you join the billionaires club. But now you're the poorest of the billionaires club, and you don't measure up to the other billionaires. So you got to make more. It's never enough, even though in our situation you think, oh, a million just arbitrarily would be enough. 100,000 would be enough. It's never enough. So you got to put yourself in other people's shoes.
That's, and so Brett Taylor's watching in Moose Jaw. He says, I saw an interview where NBA star John Sally said the young guys get caught spending like the older established guys and end up broke somehow. Hey, listen, it's their money. They can spend it how they want, but don't expect a lineup of people there to bail you out or help you out.
Yeah.
And
no one's going to feel bad for you.
Nobody is going to feel bad for you. Sorry. It's like that song Rockstar by Post Malone. I love it. And I love the line in there. He's got a 12-car garage. He's only got 6 cars. What a loser.
Yeah.
He's only got 6 cars. He's got a 12-car garage. What's wrong with that guy?
And you break on the scene. You want to impress these people and say that you're legit and I'm for real. And I'm going to drive the same car and roll up to the same parties. But guess what? I'm not making a quarter of the money that the next guy's making. You got to earn it.
Jack in Calgary writes in, he says, I'm in contact daily with CFL players the past 2 months, and it's a major financial concern for these guys right now. Some from the USA are extremely concerned about getting back up here. Of course they are. That's a major concern, but that's apples and oranges. That's why I said I can't put CFL guys in that category of these other guys that we're talking about right now. And as Tyler has pointed out, there's also our social media guru. There's also all sorts of fees and things that players pay, escrow, agents, etc. So what are you making excuses for them? There are also all kinds of fees that we pay in association dues and so forth. So what? I don't know what to say about that.
No, but it's self-awareness and being comfortable doing things for the reasons you're doing them. Like, I just think of my own situation, and not that I'm in any better situation or worse situation than anybody else, or that you look for sympathy, but one of the things that, you know, for me, not having a full-time job for the last number of years has been tough. You don't have a paycheck coming in every 2 weeks, all those different things. But I'm doing it because every day I get to wake up and do what I love to do every day. But because of that, don't go on hot holidays, don't go on trips, I don't have a new vehicle, I don't have a new house, I don't have all of these things, right? When you look at your friends who are getting married and having families and going on vacations and stuff, I could, but I got to trade in this life that I'm living and the business I'm doing and the career I'm trying to build. So it's about give and take. So when you're a young player, you got to have self-awareness that, hey, I'm a young player making $500,000 a year. I shouldn't be spending like these other people who are in different situations. There's not enough self-awareness in the world about your own situation and being comfortable in your own situation.
A viewer, Rick Haglin, has written in and says, Shane Doan's father-in-law told him to live on $100,000 a year to start. I know other guys that are like Derek Morris, who was just on here last week. Obviously, we were really close friends back in the day in the 90s. He was put on an allowance by his agent, Brad Devine, of Thunder Creek Sports Management in Saskatoon. These guys are on allowances.
Smart.
So, but they've had good advice. And I understand that not every player has good advice. Vince Young's a great example of a guy that just blew everything. There's a lot of those guys. As a matter of fact, the majority of those guys are like that. When I say the majority, what do they say? 75% of retired NFLers are broke? When I say those guys, that's what I mean, retired NFLers. I'll be with you, Clark. Just hang on.
Man.
Sure, we'll take him.
That's just, when I talk about good people over qualified people, you can have tons of qualified people who can manage your career and manage your money and get the contracts done, but good people always win, and that's a prime example of it. Good people who are looking out for you beyond just getting their next paycheck and getting your contract done. They're looking out for your well-being. That's great advice from Derek Morris.
Yeah, and we will break and we'll bring in a special guest. But here's the thing. When I stand there and I argue with these guys about the money, I'm talking the big money guys. They just say, Rod, you don't understand. And I'm at a point now where I'm like, no, you don't. We'll be back. Kirk Meyer's coming up with the big news of the day in curling. He's joining Team Dunstone. Ho, ho, ho. And more guests. Hang on. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of an unscheduled but big guest, I just want to read a couple text messages here regarding the financial situation of athletes at this time. Anonymous texter writes in from the 536, and he says, the Canadian CFLers who live here can get $500 a week from CERB self-employed, which is really interesting. And that would be a great documentary, the fact that all pro athletes are actually essentially a business. They are their own business.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? They're on contracts all the time. I don't know if agents are looking at it that way. The smart ones would. And Jer writes in from the 515, says, Mr. Rod Peterson, much appreciated. We can now easily access your show via the Rod Peterson Show menu instead of jumping over to a slow, clunky YouTube. Your show is the must listen of the day, every day. Thank you. Keep up the great work. Keep them coming. Great listening, whatever the subject. Signed, Jer. To what is he referring, Clark? We don't know. Thanks.
What?
What menus you prefer? He just says it's easier to access now from the Rod Peterson Show menu instead of jumping over to a slow, clunky YouTube. Maybe he's talking about Game Plus TV. I don't know. Jer, what are you talking about? Let us know.
RodPeterson.com.
I'm glad you're happy. Let's go out to Kirk Myers joining us now, the newest member of Team Dunstone. Ho, 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 Kirk. Didn't see this one coming. Congratulations on the news, sir. And how are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Just in self-isolation here with my partner, Claire. But other than that, it's been a crazy morning and crazy couple weeks, but doing well.
Claire, obviously, were you in the room when she was on with us yesterday, by the way? You had to have been because you're self-isolating with her.
I was upstairs here in my office. Claire was downstairs in her makeshift office. We try to separate ourselves for most of the day when we can, just to try to keep it a little normal. But I did sort of hear what she was talking about a little bit.
You know, she teased the news. She said there'll be some big news in the next couple days, and this is what it is. You are joining Team Dunstone along with Braden Muscoe and Dustin Kidby. So can you talk about how far this goes back and your thoughts on the news, please?
Yeah, you know, they reached out to me a week or so ago, and then the mind started going a little bit. After Flash got let go from Cooey, we knew there was probably going to be some shakeups in the province, and so that kind of got everyone thinking, and then they came to me with this opportunity, and we just saw how well they play in big moments. We saw them play at the Brier, and obviously how well they played there. They won the Grand Slam. It showed that they already had the capability to beat the best in the world, play with the best in the world, and be very consistent. And that's what kind of excited me about the opportunity. And I was excited to kind of come in, you know, in almost a more of a caddy and support role at second, and maybe just help them tweak a few things that I can help them be a little better and get to that next level. Because I mean, they are so good already, and I just want to be along and support them any way I can to kind of get them to the next level, and obviously hone my skills at the second position.
Well, let's put it this way. You won the provincial tanker 2 years ago. You beat them. They won it this year, beating you. This isn't a case of you saying, if you can't beat them, join them. This is like a merger more than anything, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I think it was a point in each of our lives, too, when we were ready to kind of commit and make that next step. So that was a big part of it. And you know, lots of people say, you know, at second, Kirk, you're demoting yourself to second from skip. And I think I don't see it that way at all. And I believe a lot of people that are really invested in the curling world don't see that either. I mean, we see all the big teams now. They have four players that can be very good skips on their own, but they realize to do something great, you need to come together. And that was really the driving force for me. I realized, you know, it's not a demotion. It's me going into a different role that I still have to play as precise and as good as I needed to play at skip, as well as support the guys in front of me to kind of be that little better than they can be without me. So I'm just looking to kind of be the support they need to kind of excel them to the best players they can be.
Couple of questions for you, Kirk. First one is, how's your sweeping skills, and what are you doing to get those re-engaged now going from skip to second?
Yeah, you know, luckily I've only skipped for 2 years. I was third before that for many years. Braden and I won the Canadian Junior Championship in 2011. I was playing third for Braden. And then as well as when I went to the Brier with Maddie in 2018, I was playing second on that team. So I can sweep. But I know I was playing some mixed doubles last year. My arm hurt after a couple of days of sweeping. So I think I can't go to the gym, obviously, these days. So a lot of push-ups are in store for me this summer to kind of get me ready to go to sweep and make sure I don't ruin too many of the boys' shots ahead of me.
I only ask because, yeah, 1 year of not sweeping or a couple, and it can be tough to re-engage those muscles. But the other thing I wanted to ask is, what about your team now, the Myers team? What happens to them, and how did they take this news?
You know, they took it well. We've said it forever. The Marsh, Kevin and Dan Marsh are two of the best people in curling. If you ever meet them, everyone has that same notion. So they respected the decision. They supported it and will remain great friends. And the tough one was leaving my brother. You know, we played together kind of in the men's ranks or the professional ranks for almost 10 years. He's the only teammate that I've had that whole time. And then growing up, we traveled to Saskatchewan together every weekend, playing together, growing and learning the game together. So that was a tough one. Luckily, I Dallin supported me in this decision. He said he's excited to see what we can do with this new team. I'm just grateful for his support. But that was a really, really tough decision to leave, step away from playing with Dallin for a couple of years. Who knows what happens down the road? But that was a few tears were shed with that one for sure. He's you know, my best friend, my big brother, and my longest teammate. So it was a very emotional time. But I'm just grateful for his support in this decision that really I made for myself in terms of what I think I can do in the game in the next few years.
What about your dad? He's your coach, isn't he?
Yeah, he coached us the last couple of years. Same thing. He's very supportive of it. He, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not a parent, but I can see it. All parents just want what's best for their kids. So he supported me in the decision. My mom supported me in the decision. I'm very fortunate for that. You know, and you know, at the end of the day, it isn't final. You know, this who knows what's going to happen after the next couple of years. But all I know is I'm going to put my heart and soul into this group for these guys over the next 2 years. And then who knows what happens. I you know, my brother and I, we may play together down the road again. But for now, I am totally committed to doing everything in my power to make, you know, myself as good as I can be at the second role, as well as support those guys and being a little better in their roles. And I'm excited to kind of see what happens. If we can get on the ice this next year, who knows what happens in the world.
Well, of course you will be. But let me just end it with this. I'm excited for you. I can't imagine how excited you are. Like, this is big.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it is. I think I've said this a few years, and you guys have heard me talk about it too. There's about 8, 9, 12 players in Saskatchewan that were quite young, but having a lot of success over the last few years. And then in curling, you kind of reach your peak, you know, 30, 31, you know, 35, those ranges. And we're seeing this, I kind of all come together, I think. And, you know, I'm just so happy I can contribute to this team and kind of presumably through my, you know, the years that I kind of peak as a curler. And I'm just excited to be a part of that group. And then hopefully we can just excel and, you know, end that Briar drought and get to the trials in 2021 in Saskatoon and be that hometown team. And who knows what happens there too. I mean, that's the exciting part. So I appreciate it, Rod. We are pumped for what's going to come in the next little while here.
You betcha. It's time. All right, Kirk, we'll let you rip that off and get back to whatever it is that you're doing. I appreciate this. And thanks for joining us last minute.
Appreciate you having me, guys. Take care and be safe. We'll get through this.
You betcha. Kirk Myers joining us on video chat. Nice work, Clark. Stick tap to Clark for pulling that rabbit out of the hat. We got another guest next. Overtime's coming up. Hang on, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Thanks for hanging in, everybody, as we go to overtime. Just ahead of our next guest, a note here from Ken in Saskatoon. Ken, thanks for chiming in on the Prairie Mobile text line. Good show, Rod. Amber Belkin was an excellent interview. You keep drawing out great information. The rest of the guests today were great as well. From Ken in Saskatoon, which I guess I should get on the who's the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions.
Yeah, I didn't look to see who won yesterday.
It was who, Clark? Did you look? I think it was Eddie Steele for his impassioned plea to the plight of the pro football player. So I will I'll get on. Claire Hanna won. There you go. Yeah, she's got a lot of fans. I didn't have the heart to say, hey, Kirk, what's it like having all these creeps hitting on your partner? Maybe next time I'll ask.
Oh, it's uncomfortable. Yeah,
it's uncomfortable. How do you ask that?
I know.
I usually let the viewers ask the tough questions.
Right.
But I'll say this too. Amber Belkin and I have the same business manager. And between Clark and Joe, the business manager, EMJ Marketing, we're getting the great guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that includes our next one. Tom McGauley joins us from Ohm Hockey Systems for a few things to discuss today. How you doing, Ty?
I'm doing good, Rod. How you doing?
Good. I was not around. I don't know where I was. I think I was in Austin, Texas, when you were in the bunker here with Darren doing the interview. So I appreciate the virtual introduction here, Ty. And listen, there's a lot of talk, as you well know, about training right now amidst the pandemic. And you're in the hockey training business. What's life like for you over at Ohm Hockey Systems?
Well, it's on pause right now, I think, with the rest of the world. You know, we're postponed for our May, June, and July programs here in Regina. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, a good friend of mine said that to take a great leap forward, you got to take a couple steps back. And I think that's what's happening here with Ohm, and that's happening here with the rest of the world. So we're preparing for that great leap forward. We're doing everything we can to be as sharp as we can. And when that opportunity comes, we're going to jump. So that's what we're doing here.
So at this moment, because you are, you know, training hockey players, how has it changed your business model? Are you doing online training and so forth? Like, how's it changed what you do from before, let's say a month ago?
Well, you know, we have a very deep belief in hockey that the best way to train our players is to be on the ice. You know, like, we don't want to give anybody, you know, it's not about our business more so than the players to develop, you know, and that's the role we play. So, you know, I don't really believe in training off the ice, you know, in regards to hockey skill. So right now that we're just waiting to for those ice sessions to open up so that we can train and making sure that our program is even better than it was before. But in regards to, you know, changes in our business model, there hasn't been much change in that regard.
You've got a big announcement coming up, Ty. Are you able to drop that today, or are you going to tease it? What's happening with Ohm Hockey Systems?
Well, we are running our first out-of-province program in Enoch First Nation out of Edmonton, Alberta. You know, Enoch is a great place. They have, you know, multiple facilities, and they have a great athletic director, Jordan Corpat. And me and him have been meeting, and we are going to have, you know, run Ohm Hockey Systems through that program. And we are aiming to make the best hockey skill development center in Alberta through Enoch First Nation. You know, with Ohm is a very, you know, Ohm represents a paradigm shift in the way that we train hockey players. And it's a revolutionary program. You know, the concept being that hockey is an obstacle-based sport, and players that play obstacle-based sports should be trained on obstacle-based development programs. And we believe that we're at the cutting edge in this new industry. And, you know, usually the traditional method is taking these programs when you have something at this level is to, you know, sell it to the highest bidder. But we have an opportunity here to service one of the most neglected members of our hockey community, First Nation kids. And so that we're running with that, and we're excited to implement this program in Edmonton in a major way.
Ty, our viewers have some questions here. John in Vancouver says, what is the background of your name? And I never did get the proper, like Clark said, just call him Ty. How would I say your name properly?
Tig McGauley. It's a Celtic name. It's Gaelic, actually. My dad's Irish, and his name is Timothy. And Timothy in Gaelic is Tig. So that is the name that he gave me.
Okay, there you go. So, but we can get away with Ty. You're cool with that? That's what you're used to?
Tig. Well, you know, Rod, I've been called many names in my life because of the spelling of my name. So it's, you know, I'm not that attached. You can call me Tig, whatever you want.
Just as long as they're calling you. Same as me. I get called stuff all the time.
Spell it right on the
paycheck.
Yeah,
as long as you're calling me something, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, and then another one, can you touch on the impact that hockey has on the First Nations communities and some of the feedback that you've received from your clients? I mean, I would think that Ethan Bear would be pretty big news, obviously, in the First Nations community and players like that that have achieved the dream. What does hockey mean to the First Nations kids?
Oh, it's huge. Hockey is it's what connects us all in this country. You know, like, we have many immigrants here. We have many people from many races and cultures, but we love this game of hockey. It's ours. It's what we call our own, and First Nations are no different from that. And, you know, the impact that this, you know, we started out this program as a professional program. We only train professional hockey players. And we started this with sponsoring 7 First Nation kids. And when these kids had access to elite development like we provide, the impacts were far beyond just in the rink. You know, we've had parents come tell us that their kids just had, you know, more self-esteem, more confidence, because the competency in this game, society, has gone up so far that they've become leaders in the dressing room. They've become people that people lean on, you know, to perform. And this has, you know, caused great advances in self-worth and self-confidence, in leadership and discipline. And, you know, when we realized the impact that we were having on these kids, this is when we made the pivot to focus directly on First Nation kids. And to, you know, we had a very unique opportunity to get the best skill development program and to plug it in with you know, the kids that we believe need it the most. So, you know, we're riding that wave, and it's been the best decision we've ever made.
Well, Ty, I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave it with this. My buddy Jay Kaczmarski is writing in, and obviously you would know that name and family. He says the OHM program is amazing. KK, he would be referring to his daughter, Kaylee, obviously, whom I know, says went from 47th in the league last year to 8th in total points this year and was leading the league in playoff points when the season was canceled. If you're looking to get to the next level, this program is a must. So there's a pretty good endorsement right there, Ty. How can people find you through social media and so forth?
You can find us on our website, ohmhockeysystems.com. You can sign up on our registration forms there, and you can be abreast of what we're going to about to do. We are here to change things. Like, we are agents of change, and, you know, we are far beyond what we're just doing here in hockey. And if you'd like to come and join this ride, you know, please do. You can find us, and then we'll be here shoulder to shoulder to change the world.
Awesome. I'm so happy that you came on today, Ty. Glad to work with you on that. Good luck with everything, and stay safe.
All right, you too, Rod. Thank you very much.
Ty McGauley joining us from OHM Hockey Systems. And I'll just say this. If you have the means, there's so much to be said for these training systems and academies and so forth. And even what I do on the mental health side for athletes and people, and obviously substance abuse prevention, I will never forget. I was in Winnipeg about a year ago, and I was with a friend from the Jets, and they were talking about Mark Scheifele, and that he's got a shooting coach and a mental coach and a nutrition coach and all these coaches, not to mention Paul Maurice. And I said,
who's his coach?
He was his actual coach. And I said, what does Paul think about all these coaches that Scheifele has? And they said, he's having a career year. It works.
Yeah.
So it's, now I'd say if you're struggling with one particular area, or you can just, you want to get to the next level, this is the kind of thing that you need to explore.
You got
to
do what other people aren't doing to achieve what they're not achieving, right? And that's exactly what Tig's doing. I mean, that's pretty cool. And I like his whole aura and his whole mindset on it is pretty great. And he wants kids to be on the ice, training on the ice. And it's so key. So I feel for guys like that, too, who can't physically do what they need to do right now. So you got to get creative. But he seems like he's keeping
like
up.
Like you said, he's on pause.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, everybody's going off about our guests today. Ty and Amber and Amanda. Everybody that we had on, they have been great. And it reminds me of our friend Joe Gunnis, who's Amber's business manager and mine. You mentioned that I've surrounded myself with the best people. I have. I've never been happier, I swear. And with Joe, just talking to him, was it this morning? We talk almost every day. But he goes, I haven't even told you, Rod, how much money you're out because of this coronavirus. And I'm like, good. Joe gets me now. What's the point of telling me?
Yeah. It's not going to change it.
It's not going to change anything. You know, in the past, Joe was like, I got this event, this event, this event, and I would just get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't tell me. It works great.
Smart.
Okay, I haven't tweeted the rock star of the day, so I will do that.
Okay.
What, you had something?
Who are you going to cut? If you're just going with the guests, who are you going to cut? We got 5.
I'll think about it and get back to you. How's that?
Good idea. Good idea.
Well, cut Myers. He's okay with it. Okay, we'll be back Tuesday. We're observing Good Friday. What's the holiday Monday? Is there a name for it? Easter Monday. Thank you, Paul. The God-fearing man among us. The resident Catholic. Thank you, Paul. And to all else, we'll see you Tuesday, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.